Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Hey yo, what's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with y'all? Yo, check it out. You know what the day of the week it is, right? Yeah. It's time to get loose, man. Let's get the energy right. Ready? Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Cyber. Cyber One. Cyber. Cyber One Productions. Hey. Okay. That should do it. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Guys and goddesses, welcome to another episode of Cyber Shots Podcast. Cyber One Productions. Hey, what's going on? Yo, look, listen, check this out. I have been on vacation all week, right? So you know what that means, right? That means I had a schedule. That's right. I had a schedule. How I will be doing this in the future when this manifests. So my schedule was, check this out, to make one video, okay, do one podcast and do three live streams a day. Bad idea. Very, very bad idea. Oh yeah, it was cool Monday. It was cool Tuesday. Man, listen, by time Wednesday got here, I was out for the count. I didn't give a damn about social media. Only thing I did was eat and sleep. I ain't give a damn about nothing else. Ain't nothing happening. Somebody bring me a sandwich. I'm going back to sleep. Realizing that sticking to a schedule and not not putting on yourself more than you can handle. It wasn't that I can handle it, but I got to make sure that I keep a balance when doing this. Has anybody else out there overdid their schedule or tried to push it to the next level? Some of the videos I made, I did not put them up. I looked at them. I'm like, what the hell is this? Thank goodness I did not put that up. Some of the podcasts I did, I didn't put them up. The live stream, well, hell, that's already out there. But anyway, what's up? What's happening? What is going on with y'all? Question of the day. Do you ever burn out on social media? And if so, what are the side effects? My side effect was I wanted to eat and sleep. Yeah, something like a damn toddler or some shit. Food, sleep. Hey, that's my agenda for the whole day. Sorry. So any world crisis that we have, any emergencies, just put them on hold because I'll be eating and sleeping. Check with me tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. So on today, what we have, I've been messing with my mic, man. Check one, check two. Yo, so what today? What the hell? Today. We have another episode with your 310 boy straight out of Compton, California. And yeah, we had a call in from Toddy Scotty. Y'all don't know who Toddy Scotty is, man. Toddy Scotty is one of the originators of the stereo app, man. Yeah, he was there from day one. Hey, I ain't pocket watching you, but I might follow you to the bank, Mike. Oh my. But nah, man, he been doing the damn thing on there. He was one of the first people that, actually, the first time I opened the app, I went to him and I Like Bread. Yeah, they've been on there for a minute. They've been holding the shit down, man. Yeah, they've been doing the damn thing on there. Yo, I appreciate you for stopping by, man. That's what's up. Some real shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, verified, certified with the check mark coming in and keeping it real, man. Because some of them motherfuckers on there, yeah, fuck y'all. Anyway. I won't be like that when I get my check mark, man. Fuck you talking about. But anyway, let's jump right on into it, man. We had this was Beach Talk. Yeah, from me being in Florida with the East Coast beaches, man. And hey, 310 boy, straight out of Cali, man. So anyway, without further ado, let's transition from the live stream to the podcast. From the podcast to the live stream. I said that backwards, but yeah, I mean. Ready? Hit it.
Yo, yo.
What's good, man?
Can you hear me? You like hella low. What's up?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. How about now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, what's good, man? Yeah, man, I was out for the count, bro. But I'm finishing up my video.
Man, I was like, I was hitting you yesterday. I'm like, where this nigga at, man?
I was out for the count. Do you hear me?
Yeah, man, they had a... they had a show yesterday, a little show. I don't know if you familiar with a female named Ta33, but I sent you that little request yesterday. Follow her, bro. Like, yeah, she had a little talent show. I was on there. Dollhouse crept up in there. This was a real deal. Like this was some shit. Like, you know, she's in the Vegas area, I do believe, and she was having a show with somebody from the UK. This was like how I was trying to get you to do the interview with me, like you was the radio talk show host, and I was like an artist guest starring on your show.
Okay.
And that's how it was on her show. Like her show was like about 4-5 hours long, bro. Like, damn. And they was hitting the buttons on time. The whole show, bro. Like, she had some little question and answer parts, and then she let the audience chime in. So, you know, he played a couple of his songs. She did more questions and answers and shit. And shit, before the show was over with, bro, like, I think if you go watch that one particular show, that invite I sent you, shit, bro, like, that was, like, the format. Like, she kind of, like, low-key do this shit. Like, wait a minute, what we got going on in here? Oh, we got Thotty Scotty. What's going on, Thotty?
Cyber Wayne, how y'all both get in the same chat together over? Your boy, 310, what's happening?
What's up, Thotty?
It's gonna be a dope little chat, though. Y'all need to change the open talk, though. I know y'all brothers got something to talk about. Top of the top in this thing. Good morning, y'all niggas. It's 8:42. Feeling from Oakland, California, man. Hopefully, y'all doing great. 1,000 blessings on y'all endeavors. Let's get into it.
Yes. Hey,
yo,
man. What? Oh, he just woke me up with that one.
Hell yeah, what's good, man? Hey, that was the first motherfucker I found on here, man. The first time
is
I
that right?
The app, man. Hell yeah, Tony Scott and Bread talking shit.
Oh, okay. I like Bread.
Yeah. Chink, what's the topic, man? We just fell in this bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Shit, I don't know, man. Put something up in there, man. It's the Thotty Scotty. Tell us what the topic is. Shit,
hold
man.
On, man.
The fuck?
I don't know
what the topic is. I'm still in the bed trying to get out this motherfucker.
Damn, man. Shit. Hold on. I tried to.
Yeah, we got to come up with a topic. We got the Scotty in the building. I feel
Let's
like
talk about this podcast shit, man.
Oh man, let's chop. I'm getting up right now.
Hold on.
What's up?
I know what. Damn, I thought I changed the shit, man. We're gonna talk about these beaches, man. These Florida beaches and these California beaches.
Oh yeah, we can do that. You know, I know Scotty know about some of them beaches up in that Bay Area. Uh-oh, wait, who on the microphone? Who's on the microphone? We got another Thotty Scotty sighting. Let's go, Thotty Scotty.
Hell yeah, I know y'all just fell in this bitch, but y'all niggas, man, hey, it warms my heart to really see, like, when I know, you know what I'm saying? As far as I know, y'all really been, I haven't had a chance to really talk to y'all, but I know y'all got good content. When two dope commenters come together, you feel me? I'm going to always stop through. You feel me?
Oh, man.
Cyber One, awesome. Bro, with the effects you got, that shit is 100. 310, yep. You always coming in, whether it's serious or funny, you feel me? So, suddenly, right, I come through and support my niggas, man. But, yeah, hey, though.
That shit make me feel some kind of way, man. Like when the, I feel like Thotty Scotty, like an OG, and Cyber One was on here before I jumped on here. Like I feel like I'm in presence of, you know, in the presence of greatness. Like I wanna get off the show and let Cyber One and Thotty Scotty chop it up. Like I'm a man, new booty on this, man, shit, man.
Nigga, you better put that work in.
Hey, of course. I'm just tipping my hat to the greats that I know that's around me. You know what I'm saying? Man. Like, I'm new to this shit. Listen to this bubble real quick.
Hell yeah, the beaches in the bay. Let's talk about it. I'm here for it.
Let's talk about it. Hey, okay. Wait, let me say this first of all. Like, hey, me and Cyber One was already talking. We was talking the other day or whatever, and we was talking about how, like, on the East Coast, where he at, like, he see the sun rise, like, beautiful sun rises. You know what I'm saying? But on the West Coast, man, we see the sun dip into the water, like, on some whole other shit. Like, you can't be romantic at 6 o'clock in the morning with the sun coming up out the water. Motherfuckers ain't even woke at that time. You know what I'm saying? About, man? Like, man,
I don't,
6 a.m. How y'all do it, bro? Like 6 o'clock in the morning, bro. Like, man, how does that work, bro? Like, I have never seen the sun coming up out of the water, bro. Like in the morning time. Bro.
See, here's the thing. You know, I've been to Cali, like I told you. I've been to L.A. and I've been to Redlands and shit. Redlands. I keep saying that shit wrong. And see, Florida is an early state, bro. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Florida's an early state. You want to get done with work before the motherfucking sun is really beating down on that tropical shit. You know, Cali got that nice little breeze. I'll give y'all that. Y'all got that breeze. Florida is fucking alligator and motherfucking crocodile out of this bitch.
Shit.
Man, I want to hear about Venice Beach, man. I never been to Venice.
Oh, shit. Venice, bro, that's like the beach, bro. Like, I think people fly from other countries, bro, to come to Venice Beach, bro. It's like all you see is ass and titties on rollerblades, getting pulled by pit bulls. Motherfuckers got Bluetooth speakers and stretched out bikes and shit, bro. Like, there's scooters and shit everywhere, food places. It's, man. It's, I don't know, bro. You got to come out here, bro. If you ever come out here, that's the first place we going, bro. Like, on everything, bro. Like, I don't even know what to say. We got like three bubbles and we got these hand claps. Shout outs to everybody in the building. This shit, 310 boy with Cyber One. Thotty Scotty in the house. Let's pop a bubble.
But again, Cyber, bro, tell that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Even though you got the good mic, bro, we all start from somewhere. You know what I mean? Bro, put that time in. I'm here. More people gonna come. I'm in this bitch tapping and clapping. If it's other motherfuckers in here too, definitely hit y'all taps and claps. We're gonna make this bitch go up. Hold on.
That's what's up.
No doubt, man. I've been doing this shit for like 3 years, motherfucker. I had a choice. Give me some motherfucking equipment or iPhone. Fuck that iPhone.
Fuck cheaper, that iPhone. Man. Hell yeah. Fuck that. Hell yeah. Pop another bubble.
All right. Man, what, you at work or something?
Damn, bro, it's a consistency thing. That shit kills up. You feel me? As long as you jumping on here, putting one foot in front of the other, nigga, your shit gonna go up. Straight up.
Yo, let's go, baby.
Hell yeah.
Now, do y'all got the shark report out there? for the water.
The who?
The shark report. I know y'all got the surf report, but do you got the shark report?
I don't know what kind of reports they got out here. I don't give a fuck about no report. You just look for a fin in the water and get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even. Oh, I already know. I'm pretty sure they do, but it's like we don't really have that many sightings like that. I mean, once in a while, but our waters don't really carry sharks like that. Like, it's not a common thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a once in a while. I mean, like, if we see, I mean, we'll see a shark. We are the report. Shit, we are the report. We at the beach. We got binoculars. We out there. They in the water. Boogie boards and everything. Kids and everything. You know what I'm saying? Piers, all kind of shit. You know?
Yeah,
we'll see a shark. We'll see a shark coming. Motherfuckers is looking for sharks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, I actually got bumped by a shark.
You got what?
I got bumped by a shark in Cocoa Beach, nigga. Real how shit. It was me and my lady, homeboy and his lady. Huh?
How that feel like getting bumped by a bus or something? Like, what the fuck is bumped by a shark, bro? Like, bro,
you know how you play chicken, right? You know, I got my lady on my shoulders and he got his lady on his shoulders. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga, he like 6'3", you know what I'm saying? And he looking like a little bitch. I'm like, what's up? I'm like, get him, baby. Hit that nigga the nose. She knows she two-piecing me. Shit. And bro, look down. I'm like, oh, fuck. Is that a dorsal fin in this motherfucker, man? Bro, that shark bumped him. That shark bumped me. And we got the fuck out. That's the last time I've been to the beach, bro. After that shark
bumped me. I heard the fuck out of that. I'd be on top of the sand, like on top of the land in the back of the sand. What the fuck? Like, y'all out there, head button sharks, yeah, and shit. Fish tip kicks and shit. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck's going on,
bro,
man?
I'd rather see an alligator than a shark. Hold on, we got some bubbles. Bust it.
That's a fact, bro. He touching on real shit. That sunset in the sea is something to see. You feel me?
Man, that's something to see.
People pay for that. That's what it's really like. That's part of what you paying for with all this high ass living.
Hell yeah, that's what you paying for out here. This motherfucker, man. Hey. Motherfucking beach houses. Hey. Huh?
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Cali had some beautiful sunsets when I was out there. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. That shit was beautiful.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I think that's like the thing about California. I mean, I think people be like, fuck the high ass rent. We still coming. Nigga, we got more homeless motherfuckers out here than we got niggas houses out here. Like, hey, what man. The fuck? What the fuck is y'all? Why y'all cramming motherfucking California, bro? Like, why y'all motherfuckers all want to come to Los Angeles? I'm trying to leave this motherfucker, bro. I'm trying to come to Florida, bro. You want to trade?
Man, I don't know, man. Hey,
shit, everybody out here trying to go, like, you know, I'm telling you, bro, like, being in California and living in California, bro, it's like we've been getting beat up by taxes, expenses, like, you know, our minimum wage is $15, but shit, what the fuck is that going to do? Nigga, we looking for a stimulus check every time they talk about a stimulus check. Like, but we know what our money will do if we was to leave California and go start heading east. Like, immediately, soon as you cross California and go into Nevada, prices on rent, prices on living, everything drops.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? Everything. Man, listen,
we don't have no state tax, right? But the catch is the motherfucking hurricane season, man.
I can't see that. Hurricane season. Man, no? I don't know. Would you rock with a hurricane or would you? I mean, we got to deal with earthquakes, but our earthquakes is like one every 4 years or some shit, bro. Like my birthday on leap year or something, bro. Like, we don't have earthquakes like that. You know, I'd rather stay right here and rock with my earthquake. Well, I ain't going to say nothing about Thotty Scotty. He up in that Bay Area. I know they tore that bridge up in the 80s, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. I can't. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd rather stay here and do an earthquake. I mean, that's because we ain't got hit with no big one. But I don't know.
You know, you know when a hurricane coming, though. You know what I'm saying? When a motherfucker say a hurricane coming in 3 days, you look at the category. If it's a category 4, get the fuck out of Florida. If it's a category 5, get the fuck out. But now, I'm going to tell you something about Floridians. If it's a category 3, we going straight to the liquor store. We going to get some smoke. We going to get the grill out and be like, what's that?
Not stupid.
Getting a day off of work.
Like, damn, what the fuck? Like, y'all just finna get prepared for this? We finna throw a luau in the middle of the motherfucking hurricane. Like, fuck.
Hurricane parties go down. Hurricane parties go down. It's up. I'm trying to tell you, Mike.
That's crazy. Let me get to. We got two bubbles. Let me pop one.
I mean, they do, but you have to really look for them because our number one, our waters is hella. They colder over here, so yeah. But we do got hella sharks over here. At least in the bay. I mean, it's just
probably more like, in the bay.
Don't surf over here.
Yeah, more this in ain't the
place to be surfing. Over here, I'm just saying, you take your ass to Southern California if you're really trying to get your surf in.
Yeah,
surf on and shit like that.
Good.
So,
hell yeah. It's more.
Oh shit, we got another bubble. Let me buzz it.
I'm fucking dead. My nigga said the shark bumped him, bro. So do it feel like sandpaper, or you didn't even get to think about that shit? And then did you feel like, could you get a grasp on like the weight? Like, did that shit feel heavy? Like, if it was to barrel into your ass, is it over type shit? How big was it? Give us some perspective. Man, you too cool for it. Like, yeah, I got bumped by a shark.
Yeah, man, it was about maybe 2.5 feet, but it still had that dorsal fin, and the motherfucker was cold, man. That bitch was cold. Like, even that though you in the water, it's just, like, icy and shit. Like, what the fuck?
That nigga got
the water. Hold up, bro. Smoke this.
That nigga trying to get a shark. That nigga trying to let the shark hit the shit. Maybe the shark chill out, nigga. Like, shark hit the blunt.
Can y'all drive on the beach? Can y'all drive on the beach in Cali? Can you drive on?
Drive? Drive? Yeah. No, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no. Yeah, we
can do that. We can do that here. But
We got bike trails and skate trails mixed all in with the walk trails and shit. It'd be traffic on the motherfucking bike trail, bro. Like, everybody out here riding bikes on the trail. Everybody got Bluetooth speakers, big ass knock speakers, the bump box speakers.
Now, how many new beaches y'all got?
Oh man, we got one nude beach as far as I know it, but that's in San Diego, which is 2 hours south of Los Angeles. But ain't nothing there but like shriveled old people. You know, it ain't no young people at that beach. It's like old Navy SEAL vets and shit, old military vets and shit, you know. Oh, wrinkly old motherfuckers, sagging, gravity pulling.
Hey, but I'm gonna tell you something. That shit ain't like that in Florida, though, man. Them old motherfuckers be hitting the gym, man. They be
These motherfuckers
be like 70 years old, like ripped and shit. Like, what's up, Pop?
We got a couple of them. Most of these old motherfuckers out here trying to hit the pipe, bro. Like,
fucking grandma be doing yoga and shit. Doing Kegels and shit. Like, damn, grandma. Fuck that shit.
Right. Everybody trying to stay physical fitness, motherfucker. Like, we finna go to war or some shit. Hey, one thing though.
Hold on.
One thing though is like, I mean, it's beautiful women everywhere, bro. Like, I mean, I know you go to your beaches and be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I go to my beaches, I'll be like, damn. I mean, but if we was to switch and I head to your beach and you come to my, bro, it's like a world of difference, bro. Like, I can only imagine. Yeah. I've never been to Florida ever.
Okay. Like I said, I've been to Cali, but I ain't never moved to the beach. But they got some hideaway beaches, you know what I'm saying? Like some shit that you never even heard of. That's where you want to go, man. You can get on the beach butt naked.
Oh, shit. They got spots. They got spots out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got a place out here called Sunken City. It's in San Pedro.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
You know what I'm saying? It's in San Pedro. It's like a actual city because the tide rises so many inches every year. You know, it's pretty much like that everywhere. You know, by the year 2050, some we probably all be up underwater or some shit. You know, but that's actually like if you walk to that beach, bro, it's like you'll be walking down an actual street, and the street just descends off into the water, bro. Like, yeah, this is where the street stop. Like, they didn't build no border, no nothing, bro. It's like part of the city just slid off into the water, and it's like, oh shit, right?
Wow.
And then you can hit a corner because there's elevation. Like, there's a big ass mountain peninsula called Rancho Palos Verdes. It's like a real tall ass part of the city that comes like up out of the water. It's like a mountain on a corner edge part of the coastline. And it's a high elevation, but there's caves that go from Sunken City and like, which is the San Pedro area. And then, let me see, what direction is that? Going north from San Pedro around the coast is Rancho Palos Verdes, and like I said, it's a high elevation, like a mountain type of elevation, houses up on the hills, you know, baller type style houses or whatever. And there's caves under there, like, you know, the water and the rocks pretty much come up to the cave. So it's like you'll be walking through probably like, you know, a foot or 2 feet of water and rocks and stuff, like trying to hike and journey to get to this cave. A lot of people be trying to get to them caves to go see what's in them caves, go smoke out, go fuck, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
We gotta talk
about Miami.
For sure. Oh, hell yeah. Book. You pop that bitch.
Yeah, man. I mean, you motherfuckers ever been Florida in the South? They just built different down there, bro. It ain't nothing like the South women. Like, these California women, we probably got the most beautiful women on the planet, but...
They airheads.
Ain't nothing like a woman from the South. That thing is just something how they eating down there, bro. It's just, can't be they replicated.
Hey, man, they be putting basketballs in their back pocket and shit. They be smoking basketballs. I'm like, damn, double dribbling on that bitch.
Oh, shit.
Well, now, let's talk about Miami, man.
Yeah.
Miami, if you don't have South Beach money... You don't have South Beach money, it ain't even worth going to Miami, bro.
Right.
I ain't been to Miami. I stay in Florida, man. I ain't been to Miami in about 12, 13 years, bro. And it was me, my daughter, and she wanted a soda, a slushy, or some fruit shit. That bitch was damn near, what, almost $8 in one fucking beer. I couldn't even get a shot of yak, man. That shit cost me like $25, bro, for one beer and a fucking slushy.
That's crazy, bro. The fuck? Yeah, where y'all was at? Hollywood, Florida?
Hell no, man. That's,
what the fuck? That's crazy.
Downtown.
And that's crazy because at our beaches in California, there's a couple of spots, and especially at Venice Beach, there's a big ass like little fast food, little restaurant, not fast food, but you know, homemade, home cooked food, whatever. Homemade burritos, whatever, and burgers, tacos, and shit like that. They take EBT cards on the beach.
See that part right there. Like, I'm gonna give you an example. My homeboy went to school with Trina. You know Trina, right?
Yeah.
The rapper. Yeah, he went to school with her. I'm like, oh shit, man, you never try to smash Trina? He said, hell no, man. Trina a damn thug, man. She used to be robbing tourists and every damn thing, man.
Right. She a nigga. She a cute nigga.
Exactly.
Right.
They used to book people at the toll booth and shit, man. I'm like, what the fuck? Y'all wilding this shit.
That's crazy. Here,
but Miami fucked up though, bro. Unless you got South Beach money. And one thing I like about Miami though, the club don't really open till like 2 a.m. You know what I'm saying? This shit don't get jumped until like 2. That's back when I used to go to the club.
Man,
you go to the club at 2, you ain't coming out to that bitch to 12 fucking noon. And do it all over again. You gotta have that.
Yeah, we only got one club that I know like that. That's downtown LA. It's like an underground club, and you'll be seeing motherfuckers in line at 10 o'clock at night to get in at 12 at night, you know.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck? What the fuck y'all getting in? I got a club in this motherfucker? Like, you really wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Not unless you part of that crowd or that life or whatever. Right, but them motherfuckers just lining up at 10 o'clock. We bust a loop around. We hit some blocks or whatever and came back. They were still in line at 1 o'clock. It was like, what's going on? It's like, it's the underground, like a little rave and all that little shit. Like, it was like three clubs in one. Like, they had the reggae room. Then you go upstairs and turn a corner. Then they got the hip-hop room. You go downstairs and go around another corner, and they got some slow jams over there. And then you go back to the main room. Then you got the white boys rocking out with the, you know what I'm saying, with the raver music and all that shit. And that motherfucker started like 1 o'clock in the morning, bro. You know, motherfuckers was sleeping that motherfucker like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, hell no. You can't sleep out here.
Right. You can't sleep out here either. You get your ass robbed out here. You're going to go to sleep if you want to. You're going to wake up a whole different motherfucker. You ain't even going to have on the same clothes. Niggas been done change your whole outfit out, bruh.
And y'all got a big Spanish culture, right?
Yeah.
They probably got more Mexicans.
Bro, you hear the name of my state, California.
Okay, Los Angeles, nigga. It's Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you go. Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where's Los Digits at? You know what I'm saying? Los Digits is like the you know, he like the emblem. He like the emblem for the South Side whole card out here, like the whole hat, okay. The whole sombrero, the whole with the shingles hanging off the hat type shit.
Now, what's up with the culture, man? I mean, do Spanish people get along with black people in Cali?
I mean, it's a 50-50. It's like a love-hate, bro. Yeah, we get along in pockets, but we beefing and shooting in other pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
It's a lot of, you know, man, we all mashed up together right here, bro. It's like the best of everything right here, bro. The culture is like wide out, bro. Like, even up in the Bay Area with Thotty at, like, you'll get 15 races all in the same area. I ain't gonna say if it's gonna be good or bad, but we there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
we got Cubans, we got Mexicans, we got
man, y'all got everything. Puerto Ricans, bro. Like, we got Brazilians. I don't even know how y'all talk. Like, you know how, like, if you was to walk up to a Cuban and ask a Cuban, like, hey, are you Puerto Rican? And he a Cuban. And he's like, hey, fuck, man, don't call me no fucking.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Don't do that.
Just don't get your ass kicked, bro.
Hey, just go with the vibe, man. Eventually, they're going to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Just right. That's all. You just got to just shut up and just catch the vibe, bro. Like, you've been done put yourself in the closet and have 15 motherfuckers staring at your ass.
So how many earthquakes you been through, bro? Because that shit's scary as hell to me, man.
Oh, it ain't even that bad, bro. Like,
oh, here we go. Yeah, 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 yeah. That's a little bit of beach stories. Yeah, the live stream went on for a little bit, man. Hey, y'all might want to go over there and check the live stream out. I don't know. I'm working on a lot of stuff, making some decisions if I'm going to transition. But most definitely going to be putting out 2 to 3 podcasts a week, at least 2 a week before I make this decision if I'm going to transition over there permanently. But yeah, man, I'm still here doing the thing. You know what I mean? But I doubt if I'll transition permanently because I love doing this, man. I love podcasting on a solo, you know, I like doing it by myself, man. But hey, shout out to the homie, man. Your 310 boy. Do I got a set? Do I got this set or no?
You are now vibing out with your A1 from day one. Your 310 boy on the stereo station. We keep it litty in the city. Get it.
Hell yeah, man. Hey, man. Just starting out podcasting, man. I think he's been like a month in the game, man. Good voice, good content, and doing live. Hey, man, he can keep the live going, man. Shout out to you, man. Shit, man. Fuck with me, man. I'm gonna show you how to do this shit from what I know. Like, I know what the hell I'm doing. But I wish I had somebody, you know, to teach me this much at such an early point. Don't get me wrong, man. Shout out to everybody
that did, you know what I'm saying, you know, show me the ropes and shit, man. You know what I mean? I had a lot of people. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I had some people show me the ropes, man. Shout out to the one and only, man. Yeah, the Fried Oreo. Yeah, man. Shit, D-Win Legacy. Fucking shit, man. A lot of motherfuckers, man. To be honest with you, to show me the ropes, man. You know, hey, that's what it is, man. So I'm just doing what y'all did to me to somebody else. You know what I mean? That's some real shit, man. But anyway, I'm about to what the hell I'm about to do? I think I'm gonna get back on these stereo streets, man, and go listen to some of these crazy motherfuckers talk shit. But anyway, I appreciate each and every one of y'all. For real, man. Keep in touch, man. Call into the station. What's up, man? Yo, shout out to Ant Capone. Ant, man. Man, call in. Give me an email or something, man. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Somebody calling me.
And I am about of this bitch.